This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. state of California has reported a record 585 coronavirus deaths in a single day. The state also reported more than 47,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases, bringing its total for the state to nearly 2.3 million. Nearly 26,000 people have died from the virus in California alone. Only the states of New York and Texas have higher death tolls. That's according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The surge in cases in California has led some hospitals to scramble to provide oxygen for the critically ill. The Office of California Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Friday the state would begin collaborating with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to improve the oxygen delivery systems at six L.A. area hospitals. Britain on Friday began a new year and life outside the European Union's single market, with the first trucks crossing the English Channel by ferry and rail, largely reporting few difficulties despite new customs rules. Brexit, an all-consuming issue in Britain since it voted in 2016 to quit the bloc, became reality an hour before midnight after nearly five decades of integration with Europe. Prime Minister Boris Johnson was optimistic, writing in the Daily Telegraph that Brexit presented, quote, opportunities unknown to modern memory, even as the country battles a new wave of coronavirus infections. Ethiopia's state-appointed Human Rights Commission says security forces killed at least 76 people and wounded nearly 200 during violent unrest in June and July that followed the killing of a popular singer. The commission also detailed brutality by civilians involved in the clashes.